900 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
The Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by Hometown Healthcare, providing in-home skilled nursing and therapy services. Call 620-342-2600 for the complete list of services or to set up an assessment. Hometown Healthcare, there to care.
This is John Reed with Hometown Healthcare, and there to care isn't just our motto. It is part of our core values. Our staff is comprised of individuals who act with integrity and commitment to working diligently to serve our patients and their families. Our staff advocates for the patients we respectfully care for in the comfort of their homes. We strive for excellence while providing skilled nursing services and therapy services, disease management, education, and many others. Hometown Healthcare, there to care. Please call 342-2600 or visit us online, hometownhealthcare.net.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Tuesday morning, the 25th of January. It is 7:22, and we're very pleased to be joined on our KVOE Sutherland studio live this morning by Amanda Cunningham, the CEO of Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness. Amanda, good morning. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you. Hope you guys are well.
We're doing all right. Thanks for joining us here today. We were able to talk last week during the City Commission meeting about the City Commission approving the, it's a conditional use permit. So your move from your current administrative offices to the former Chi Omega building can move forward. What's your reaction here to really the fact that it sounds like you can move forward right now?
Well, we're just really excited, having that pass and able to finalize the purchase last week as well. And so everyone's real excited and looking forward to some of those changes.
Some of those changes, and they will be occurring. So what number of staff will you be moving over? Do you have a number that will actually be making the move to the new building, Amanda?
Well, there's a lot of things that still go into play for that decision. And so our grand hope is actually to find another building that's about as large as that one so that we can condense the five operating offices we have in Emporia into those two locations. And so we're about in the middle of a process of another building, and so that will dictate who exactly goes where. The good news for us is because we have to be out of that Lincoln Street building, out of our lease there, is that we have a place to go. And so no matter what, anybody in that building would move over, if not some other individuals from other departments.
So basically that means not just personnel, but also maybe operations or planning, the different programs that you offer, that's still on hold until you get the second building lined up.
It really is. We're fairly certain of the other building, but no matter what, all of our administrative staff will be at that location on 12th Street, and then we'll just have to determine if, what service and what department will be there as well based on if we get the other building or not. But it's still a long ways away. So, as exciting as it is, there's construction that has to be done. We've got to figure out the other building. So we're probably looking at beginning of 2023 that we'll actually be moving anywhere. So it won't be, next week for sure, and it's still going to be quite a ways. So our excitement's going to be on hold for several months.
Oh, come on, let the excitement reign.
Bask in it for a little bit.
It is exciting. We took control of it last week. We're going to go check it out and see how it looks, and then probably get our staff over there and let them peruse and see some of the excitement and reasons why we thought that building was just perfect for us. And so that's going to be fun and exciting for them as well.
So when is the lease on Lincoln officially up?
It's not till 2024, but we have great partnership with Newman, and working with them, and they know if we are ready to move out early, they could use that building as soon as that happens. So we have until 2024. We probably won't need to take that long. So it'll work out. It's just planning phases right now and figuring out what those next steps are.
Well, it's nice to have a little cushion in there,
It is.
You just never know.
It's hard to find a building that's that big.
Yeah.
And it's definitely expensive to build a building that big, and so we really lucked out. It's a good thing for the community to use a building like that might sit otherwise, and it's a good thing for us to find something that's in such good condition and in such a prominent place in the community of where it sits and location and all those things. And so it's going to be really nice.
Amanda Cunningham is the CEO of Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness. Going to be moving in the not-too-distant future, we'll put it that way here this morning. You mentioned, Amanda, other than your Lincoln location, you have four other locations right now in Emporia, is that correct?
We do, and those are just like we have like day to day providing services out of them. We also have a residential home and a crisis home, and so there's a lot more facilities than people realize with Crosswinds, and we're just all over the place because we keep growing out of every building that we go into, and which is a good thing. You know, we're providing lots of services and expanding services, but we've really got everybody separated out, and we want consumers to have a better experience when they can just go to one place and get all those things that they need versus having to know all the different places to go.
How has your demand expanded here the last nearly 2 years? Let me just ask you that.
Well, it's definitely expanding. I'll just give you a quick example. Thanks to COVID, we have a lot of customer service individuals out at our facility. And so I got to sit at the front desk yesterday for about 40 minutes just to help answer phones. And within that 40 minutes, we had two calls to start services, and so that kind of shocked me a little bit. Of if we have that every hour, that's a lot of extra demand. And so we are seeing an increase. We're seeing a lot of crises, individuals that are just really struggling and needing that extra help. And so we're doing our best to keep up with that demand and make sure that we're getting people the care they need.
I have another question here too, because back in October it was, or late September, early October, it was announced that you have that new certified community behavioral health clinic grant, that 2 year, $2.3 million block grant, which you were working on at the same time that this effort was ongoing. How do those two efforts overlap right now? And as a secondary question, does the Chi Omega space let you maybe add more services than you're already offering?
Great question. And my easy answer is they intersect in a lot of work. but that's good. That's okay. So we're actually working on it. It's a community mental health center grant through SAMHSA, and we're using it to help prepare for some of that movement to the certified community behavioral health centers that you were talking about. But it definitely, this building and the other building, when we move all five departments into those or all five buildings, there will still be space to grow. And that was our big thing when we were looking, is we didn't want to just move into a building and be, you know, outgrowing it in the next year. And so both have space that we can continue to develop and grow programs, as well as we're hoping, you know, some green space as well, that, you know, in 20, 30 years, if we need a whole other building, that there's still room to stay right where we're at, but just add on.
Well, you mentioned there was excitement with that grant, included with a lot more work, as you mentioned, to basically earmark how, you know, these dollars will be spent. And I don't know if people know this, but a lot goes into the planning and getting the game plan set on how that will work. You mentioned earlier, Amanda, that you have seen an increase demand on your services. What about help for you, staff-wise? How are you looking?
Well, we are doing okay. I have to always say, you know, we have an incredible and amazing staff. So all that extra work that's being put on them, I mean, they are excited for the changes as well, and you can just see them really pushing forward and doing those things that we need to get done for the betterment of the community. And so that's really nice to always see, and I'm very appreciative of them and that work they do. We always need new staff. It just is perpetual. So, you know, when you get a caseload of individuals that you're seeing for services, your caseload caps. You know, you can't see more than so many people because you can't get everybody in. And so once that person's full, then we need another person. And that's for all of our services. So therapist, case management, attendant care, all those things. We have a lot of part-time opportunities. We've got part of a new grant is we're opening another clinic to serve the Hispanic population. So, you know, to open a new clinic, you need all new positions. And so we're just continuously looking for staff and qualified staff and individuals that want to be part of a growing culture and an exciting community.
Amanda, before we wrap things up, I wanted to kind of loop back to the original conversation point, and specifically the corollary about the second building. How soon are we tentatively looking at an announcement here? And the other question is that going to have to go through the zoning change process like the Chi Omega building did?
It should not have to go through the zoning process. And we hope to have some decisions made by early spring-ish. just have to wait for some processes to go through. But we feel very optimistic about it, and so hopefully sooner than later.
All right.
What did you say today was? It's already the 25th of January.
It is.
That spring is almost here.
Well, before we let you go, and I know I've asked you this before, but I think it's been quite a while ago, and I have forgotten the specific number, but I continually am asked by people, how many cars are in the Crosswinds fleet?
Oh, boy, and if I could keep up with that number, yeah, I could tell you. But we have, I mean, there's probably 30, in town, over all seven counties, we've got 30-some cars, and we've got nine of those big, you know, kind of cargo vans. And so, you know, you can't drive through Emporia without probably seeing one of those cars, if not more.
But you can't. So. No, that's right.
And that's great. And I just tell everybody when they see those cars, that is our people out working, because that's what we really focus and specialize in is those community-based services. So those are our workers out in the community helping people with, you know, how they're dealing with at school, home, helping with their daily living skills and shopping, looking for jobs, what you name it, they're out there working. So those cars are a good sign.
Outstanding. Well, Amanda, sounds like things are moving forward quite nicely here for Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness. Got a lot of irons in the fire and, again, meeting community and regional needs. And I really appreciate you having a chance to spend some time with us here and to update us on things.
Well, thank you, guys. And if anybody sees anybody that works at Crosswinds, please check in on them and see how they're doing, because they got a lot on their plates and they're doing great things.
So. All right. Thanks, Amanda.
Thanks, Amanda.
Thank you, guys. Have a great day.
All right. Amanda Cunningham, Crosswinds Counseling and Wellness CEO on our primetime Newsmaker, Chuck.
All right. And if you'd like to be part of the morning show, we are chock full and we're starting to add. We're